You are listening to audio from Riverside Church. If you would like to check out more resources, please visit riverside.church.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Riverside's online message this week. My name's Keith. I'm one of the leaders around our church. And this week and next week, we actually will finish up our 30-week series, the Book of Hebrews, together. And now today, we're just going to camp in one verse that happens near the ending of Hebrews that really grabbed my attention this week. It really spoke to my heart. And this is Hebrews 13:8, which says this: Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And this speaks so much to me these days because the world has just completely changed overnight with COVID, hasn't it? I mean, there's so much change going on all around us, from how we shop, to how we work, to how we go to school. I mean, there are temperature checks and mask checks when you walk into stores. I mean, even gathering to worship as a church has been greatly impacted and changed because of COVID. And for me, all this change and all this disruption, it's been quite unsettling for me, friends. I find myself a little more anxious, a little more depressed at times, and even a little bit more worried. And friends, when it seems like everything that we used to consider normal is massively shifted and massively unsettled, well, then it does beg the question, is there anything that doesn't change? In a world that's rapidly changing and shifting all the time, what doesn't change? Is there anything stable in the world? Is there anything unchanging in the world? And of course, I think you know the answer to this question. I mean, this is church, right? And so if you're ever in doubt when you're in church, there's an answer you can usually use that would be right. And the answer is Jesus, right? And we know that Jesus is the only stable and only real unchanging thing in our ever-changing, always changing, always disrupting world. But let's just be honest together, right, friends? I can say this intellectually, yet not embrace it in my heart. I can tell you, Jesus never changes, and yet it not impact the truth in terms of how I live, or how I think, or how I worry, or what I fear. Friends, when you've worked at a job for years, a job that you love, a job that gives you purpose and meaning, and then one day your boss tells you, I gotta let you go. Well, then how does Jesus' unchanging nature impact you then? What if you're a student in school? Maybe this is your senior year. You've looked forward to your senior year for so many years, and now instead of being with your friends in class for your final year, you're relegated to e-learning. Instead of being with your friends, how does the unchanging nature of God then impact you? What about when a young kid has her parents sit her down, and her parents go on to say, honey, things are changing, we're getting divorced. How does the unchanging nature of Jesus impact that little kid in the midst of family upheaval? Or when the diagnosis changes and the cancers return, how does the unchanging nature of Jesus impact you then? So friends, that's what I want to talk about today. In a world that's always changing, what does it mean for God not to be changeable? And as we do that, let's first take a moment to pause together. Let's acknowledge that as we're even gathered virtually, the unchanging God, by the power of the Spirit, is among us. Let's acknowledge His presence and ask Him to open up our hearts and our minds. Would you pray with me? Holy Spirit, You are present, You are powerful, and You are good, and You've always been good, and You've always been powerful, and we just invite You. Have Your way. I pray for comfort, I pray for healing, I pray for wisdom, I pray for truth to be embraced. And I pray for Your kingdom to come and Your will be done here on earth as it already is in heaven. We pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, I've already read for you one verse at the ending of Hebrews that talks about Christ being the same yesterday, today, and forever. What I want to point out, though, is that Jesus' unchanging nature has been with us throughout the entire series in Hebrews. For example, in the very first week, we read this about Jesus. In the beginning, Lord, You laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of Your hands. They will perish, but You will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You'll roll them up like a roll, like a robe, like a garment. They will be changed, but you, Lord, remain the same, and your years will never end. Friends, this is a massive truth about God. We've seen it throughout Hebrews. We see it throughout all of Scripture. God is unchanging. And friends, this is a truth that you can build your life upon. You can build your life upon this truth of God. In a world that just discards so much, in a world that gives up so quickly, you can build your life on a God that remains the same and does not wear out like a garment. The truth about God. Now, when we talk about these big truths about God, sometimes these truths are called doctrines. Doctrines are just ways we try to capture major truths about God. And the unchanging nature of God is sometimes called the doctrine of immutability. To mutate is to change. But God is immutable. He's immutable. He doesn't change. It's a huge doctrine. And friends, it's great news, by the way. It's great news that God doesn't change, because here's the deal. God is perfect, right? God's perfect. And so the only way God could change, he's already perfect, is to go downhill. I mean, you can't improve upon God's knowledge. He already knows everything. He knows everything. He knows everything about you. He knows everything about the world. You can't change and improve upon the power of God, because he's all powerful. God is so gracious, and he's so compassionate that you can't improve upon it. He can't become more gracious and more compassionate, because he's like all compassionate and all gracious. God's love is so deep and so wide that we have to just say he is love, right? God is love, says the scripture. And it's, you can't improve upon it. He's so much love. He is love. And so if he were to change, he'd have to be less loving. Which is why it's so important that we can now say that God is unchanging. He's not erratic like the world is. He's not fickle like I am. The world changes all the time, but not God. I love how the book of James points this out. It says, God does not change like shifting shadows. We live in such a shadowy world, don't we? An ever-shifting world where whatever you watch on the news will break your heart. It'll break your heart. But not God. Because God's immutable. God doesn't change. Or as Hebrews states, Jesus Christ was the same yesterday as he is today, as he will be forever. And think about those three time periods. The Jesus of yesterday. Think about Jesus of yesterday. 2,000 years ago, he showed us what it's like to live in the flesh a perfect life. He walked on the earth and he taught and he lived the perfect life. And then he died a death on a cross that conquered our sin. And then he conquered that death by raising from the grave. And Jesus of yesterday, he shows us what great love looks like. And he shows us what great power looks like and what the kingdom ethics look like. I love the Jesus of yesterday that we see in the scripture in the New Testament. Friends, great news. He's the same today. Meaning we also can have fellowship with him the same way we saw the early disciples have fellowship with him. We can know him today. And he's just as loving, and he's just as engaging, and he's just as sacrificial today as we read about in the scriptures. And praise God, he's not changing in the future. He still will be the same in the future, because ultimately, all of our hope rests on Jesus and his power going forward. Our hope is tied to future Jesus. And you see, friends, what we know about Jesus from yesterday empowers and enables us to know him today, and it anchors our hope for the future. But this is only true. It's only true if he's unchanging, which, praise God, he is. And the unchanging nature of God in Hebrews chapter 6 then got fleshed out this way. It says we have this hope in an unchanging God as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Jesus being the same throughout time is an anchor for our lives. I just want to point out real briefly some specific things about God that are unchanging as a way to help encourage us and maybe even challenge us. So for example, this. Did you know that God's character does not change? And think about this. Jesus does not revoke his promises. Jesus won't take back his perfect love. He won't take back his amazing grace. His character is perfect. He wouldn't do that. When it comes to me, though, I'm not like that. I mean, the smallest thing can set me off at times. I mean, I can wake up on the wrong side of the bed and just be moody, and my character can be all over the place, but not with God. God's not that way. God's character does not change. I can be fickle, but not God. He's not moody. God's not fickle. That's why the Bible contains beautiful song lyrics like this. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will praise and make your faithfulness known throughout all generations. Isn't that awesome? That God's always faithful and he's always loving and his character never changes. He's the same today as he was 2,000 years ago when in humility he washed the feet of his disciples who were about to betray him. That takes some character. He's the same today as he was 2,000 years ago when he reached out and touched a leper that no one else would even come near to. Yet Jesus reached out and touched the leper. He's the same today as he was 2,000 years ago when Christ pursued people far from God and people who are considered the outskirts and the outcasts of society. Oh, praise God that the character of Christ is the same today as he was yesterday, as he will be forever. Praise God. And friends, there's more than just that. It's not just his character that won't change. It's also his power that won't change. That's amazing. I mean, my power changes all the time. It comes, it ebbs, and it flows. I mean, in times I think I have power, but then I realize not so much. You're not as in control as you think you are, Keith. But God's power never grows weary. It never decreases. It never goes south. It's never not enough. And this is amazing. And going back to the songbook of the Bible, we read this: your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Your dominion endures throughout all generations. Friends, in this world that we live in, the power of CEOs, it comes and goes. Presidents, they come and go. Countries rise and countries fall. They do. But not God. God's power, God's strength is everlasting, as the song went from the scriptures, and his dominion endures through all generations. Isn't that amazing? I wonder how much each of us really need more of to acknowledge God's power in our lives today. Maybe there's a place where you're afraid. And can you see how knowing how powerful and courageous God is and how all powerful he is could change things in the midst of your fear? I mean, are you facing despair with little hope? Well, friends, God's powerful. So powerful that he overcomes things like death, the resurrection. He overcomes powerful forces like Satan. God's powerful, friends, and God has not slowed down. God has not eased up. God has not slagged off at all. God is always in his prime. Think about that. I'm on the backside now of my prime when it comes to my body and my power, but God is, he's not slacking off. He's always in his prime. He never changes, and that is great news. That's great news. I mean, his character does not change, and his power does not change. But friends, there are some other things about God that are unchanging that should be a little bit more sobering to you and I too, by the way. For example, this, friends. God's hatred of sin hasn't changed either. It's interesting. Today's society, it seems to be more tolerant, and not just tolerant, but almost accepting of sin. Even the church these days, we become more tolerant and more accepting of sin. But that's not the case with God. Friends, God has not mellowed out over the years when it comes to sin. He hasn't. God will never tolerate human greed when it, in what it does to the poor. He won't. He will never tolerate injustice when it comes to the oppressed. God will never tolerate misused sexuality or a judgmental and unforgiving spirit. God will never sit by and be passive when families get toppled by deception and abuse. Oh, friends, make no mistake. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday as he is today, as he will be forever, which means that God's commitment to justice and righteousness, his commitment to justice and righteousness has not softened one bit. And the fact that we live in a more tolerant and accepting and relevant society has not changed God one bit, friends. And our increasing inability to take sin seriously has not lessened his disgust with sin one bit. Which, like that, it's why forgiveness is so amazing. That forgiveness through the life and the death and the resurrection of Christ is so amazing, right? God's hatred of sin has not changed. And then couple that with his burning desire for forgiveness and reconciliation, which has not changed either, and it will never change. And all of a sudden, like, the unchanging nature of God. Now I've told all these things in tension. He's just amazing. He's amazing. And in light of all of that, his character, his power, his posture towards sin, and his heart for forgiveness, and his posture towards righteousness and towards justice. In light of all of that, friends, lastly, let me remind you, in light of all of that, the mission of God has not changed. Lastly, the mission of God that has not changed. And in a world that is so broken and so hurting and filled with videos on the news that's just heartbreaking, in a world like ours that's always changing and always hurting, God's mission has not changed to love the world and to bless the world. God's still on a mission to love the neighborhoods around us and to love the people around us. And he's still on a mission that fights for justice and teaches about righteousness. And friends, God's inviting us, the people of his kingdom, to be part of his unchanging, never-changing, all-powerful mission of love and reconciliation and of justice and of righteousness right now, today. Today. God's immutable. And so with that, friends, no matter where you are, no matter where you've been, no matter how bad what you're going through is right now, no matter how bad it's going to get going forward, there's hope. Friends, there's hope for what's happened in your past. There's hope for what's going on right now. There's hope for our future because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And here's the deal. I could go on and on more about this. I mean, I can't exhaust in a little quick sermon the immutable nature of God. I mean, there's so much more I could say about this, but simply at this point, I want to be quiet and let us just reflect upon God, his nature, his kingdom, and who he is. And Jesus Christ, the Son, whose life and his death and his resurrection is all-powerful and just amazing, and the power of the presence of the Spirit that is with us as we are gathered virtually. So at this point, I'm going to be faded out, and we're going to sing a song together. A song that says we're going to build our lives upon him. We can build our lives upon him because he doesn't change like the world. Anything in this world we try to build our lives upon will crumble, it'll fall. But not him. He's the rock. And as the storms come, as the streams rise, as the winds blow, try to beat down the house of our lives, it will not fall if our house is built on the rock. Let's pray together. Let's respond then together. Jesus, you are the rock of salvation. You are the rock of righteousness. You are the rock of justice. You are the bringer and the bearer of good news. You are the hope of nations, and you're the hope of our lives. And God, we just pray right now that by your Spirit, you would bring comfort and conviction, illuminate who you are in our lives. Give us a bigger picture of who you are. And I pray that we would build our lives upon you and only you. And we pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Riverside Church. For more resources, visit riverside.church.